Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did because our good friend Jeffrey Dobkin is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Uncommon Marketing Techniques. That's just one of his books. I got a new book out, I think, called Direct Marketing Strategies. And as you're starting to get the picture, he's kind of a marketing guy, and he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back. I was telling the audience that you wanted to be a little bit of a heretic today. You wanted to be a little bit of a troublemaker today. I mean, for most small businesses, Jeff, when we work so hard, we scratch and claw and beg and do everything we can do. We do without in order to get somebody to say, "I want to be your customer." And it's so exciting when they say that to us. And now here you come saying that maybe there comes a time when we should fire these precious people. What's that all about?
Well, that is from an article that I wrote on assignment that just said fire the 20%, because these are the guys that command 80% of your attention. And at one point, you just don't need that kind of busy work. When it's not profitable.
I mean, but it's 2009, Jeff. I mean, maybe some of us are just happy to get somebody to actually call us.
Well, I hate to draw a hard line.
Use me, abuse me.
Well, the top 20%, you know, you're busy kissing everybody there.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to get them in the front door. But the bottom part, sometimes it just ain't worth it, and you got to be realistic.
Yeah.
You know,
there are
people, as
companies are streamlining, as they're maybe downsizing, as they're reorganizing, some customers don't fit that new model, do they?
That's right. And the article that I wrote was actually specific to the office product industry. And by the way, if anybody wants that article, you can email me and I'll send it to you. It's a very, very funny piece. And it talks about guys who are whiners and complainers, people like, "Oh, you know, you sent me a table, it only has three legs, you know, the chair doesn't have any rollers," you know, that kind of stuff. Hey, you don't need people
that. You think people would be happy with a three-legged table. You know, why do people need four legs in a table? What's wrong with these people?
Yeah, and people who want all kinds of service, just put them in like Verizon. Just put them on voicemail hold and pump them up with a repeating tape on how great your service is, and in the end, tell them to go to your website and then disconnect. Hey, if they really want you, they'll call back.
Well, it's the thing is, though, is there are some, you know, I can see scenarios where you've got to, you know, and maybe you don't start out, maybe the first step, Jeff, is not to start out saying, "Well, this customer is a lot more trouble than they're worth, so I'm going to fire them." Maybe the first step is a little tough love. What do you think?
Tough love, but, you know, if it starts to degrade, I mean, when you get a customer or a customer falls into your fold right away, it should be the honeymoon. And if it's tough right at that part, you know, where's that relationship going to go? I mean, you promised them that you're going to deliver an order here at 6-8 months later. Just put them back in that hold pattern. Tell them you're recording conversation to give them better service, and then you know, blame it on your supplier.
Well, the reason I'm saying tough love is you know, before you, if you've got a customer, somebody who already knows how to get to your building, they already know your people, they know how, they got your number on speed dial maybe, and they don't think that there's anything wrong. Maybe they're just as happy as a clam that how things are going, but it's just not being profitable for the relationship, is just not profitable for you. Maybe the tough love idea would be to go to them and say, "Look, John, you know, we love you guys, we appreciate your business over the years. But here's what's been happening over the last couple of years. You've been, you know, we get, of all the calls we get, for service, for problems, whatever, you guys are about 9% of those calls, but you're only 1% of my revenue. So you can see how we got a problem. Can you help me with that? What do you think about that,
John? I think that's great. Before you give them the Das Boot, which is,
yes,
and you know where that goes,
yeah,
then I do believe if they're bringing in significant revenue, then you got to massage the egos a little bit. But I'll tell you, when things start heading south, it's a bad sign, and you have to know when to cut your losses.
Well,
I'm not that tough that I have all the revenue in the world, and when somebody gives me a hard time, you kind of dance a little bit because you say, well, they're hard, but the money's good. But at one point, if they're dominating your time or dominating your thoughts and bringing all that into negativity, you got to really step back and evaluate that situation.
Well, one of the things that I did, I wrote an article years ago on how to stratify your customers in a way that I learned from my mentors years ago, and that's by putting them into classes A, B, C, and D. Have you thought about that before? I mean, your A customers, that's obvious, that's pretty intuitive. They're the ones who give you 9% of your revenue, but only 1% of your problems. They're the opposite of the other one. And then you got the B's who are, you know, a little bit less profitable. Then the C's are even less than the D's. Those are the ones that you potentially maybe want to fire.
Uh-huh. Well, when times are good, I think you can look at those and be very realistic. When times are lean, like now, and the economy's kind of in the blender, I think that most of my customers, when I look at them from my own personal venue, I like to keep them all because I need to pay my employees and I like to pay the rent and the phone bill in a timely fashion.
And maybe even a check for yourself once a year.
You mean I can get paid for doing what I do? You know, I'm an entrepreneur, just like most of your audience. I eat what I kill.
That's
some
right.
days I go hungry.
But the thing is, if you, you know, if you can separate those customers, and I'm going to wager that most small businesses have never looked at their customers long enough to realize what kind of contribution they're making. If they did, they'd realize that they've been maybe overlooking some people. They've been, some people have been not treated as well as they should have been, even though they were basically keeping you afloat. And so look at your customer list. Come up with a way of looking at your customer list and quantifying what each customer is doing for you. As a small business, you ought to be able to do that. We're going to take a quick break. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with our good friend, Jeffrey Dobkin.
I'm so happy, oh, that you love me, oh, yeah, life is lovely, oh, when you're near me.
Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. Still rocking after all these years. Welcome back to 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. We built it just for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Check out all the things that we have there. We got some new stuff coming, too, by the way. We got some new stuff coming for that I think will even help you to be more productive with all the things that we do. So I'm looking forward to introducing you to that. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. We can subscribe to that as well. We'll follow you home with that as well. You can check out my knowledge base, askjim.biz. Archives, articles, Brain Trust members, you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something that'll help you there. Everything under the small business sun. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame, twitter.com/JimBlassingame. Jeffrey Dobkin is our guest. Jeff, are you on Twitter?
I am not. I didn't think anybody wanted to know what I had for breakfast.
You say that, and you're right, but you'll be glad to know that I've never posted one single post about something like that. I don't tell people when I woke up or when I go to bed or what I had for lunch or who I met with or whatever. I don't think that's something that let me put it this way. If you want to know that about me, I don't want you to know that about me.
Well,
only post things on Twitter that I think will contribute to someone's. Well, it's true. We, you know, we stay true to our mission here. Uh-huh. Our job is to help small business owners be successful, and what we post are things that we think will help them with that. Huh. And what I had for lunch is not going to help them.
Huh.
What about you?
I have not. You know, I'm.
I would follow you on Twitter.
Oh well, thanks, Jim.
If you sign up for Twitter, I'll be your first follower.
Oh, I appreciate that. You know what? It's a big time commitment to just to learn about all that. But
it's the future.
I am making the transition online. I'm moving my books and my programs. And
good for you.
Because it's time that I grew up.
It's the future. You may not, whether you like it or not. You know, it's like saying, you know, horseless carriages will never last. You know, I'm going to keep buying my buggy whips.
Right.
It's kind of that kind of thing. Or you know what? I'm going to keep investing in candles. This electric light thing, that's not going to last.
Yeah.
Who's going to want that forever?
Or I'll tell you something, what I'm thinking of. I'm looking at my books and saying, you know what? They're just like my old records. You know,
right.
Remember records?
Records, yeah, I do. I still have some of them.
I have a bunch of them, but it's like I'm going to have this record collection forever.
Right.
And
who
now
cares?
My kids are like, what's a record?
Is that like an archaeological dig over there or something, Dad? Are those dinosaurs? What kind of brontosaurus recordus is that over there? Hey, Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
It's dobkin.com, dobkin.com. If you forget that, you can type in, I've written so many articles on direct marketing. You can type in direct marketing articles into Google, and I show up on the first page.
Right there on the first page, not the least bit surprised. That's just the kind of folks we have for you folks. These our Brain Trust members, they're first page kind of folks, and Jeffrey's no exception. Jeffrey, we're talking about how to fire a customer and when to know when to fire a customer. And this is a really counterintuitive thing, and especially in 2009. But fire might be what you have to ultimately do, but it probably doesn't need to be the first thing on your mind. You just need to, you know, I what do you think about going to a customer that's maybe, you know, a high maintenance and low production, and go to them and say, look, John, we really appreciate your business, but can you help me to make this our relationship more productive for both of us? This is not as good a deal for me as it is for you, maybe. And can you help me? Here are some things that I'm concerned about. Can you help me with this? What do you think, Jeff?
Nah, let's just give
it
a boot. No, I think that talking is the great resolution for almost everything. But at one point it comes, you say, God, I'm spending so much time with this company or with this person that it just isn't working out. And I think when you hit that, most times it doesn't get better. That's the bottom line. And if you see it, it's not getting better, at that point, you know, you have to accept your
relative. So how do you do that? I mean, how do you actually fire a customer?
You just phrase it as nicely as you possibly can.
Don't come back?
You break cleanly. That's
just don't come back?
You're right. You say, thanks, we can't service your account anymore.
Yeah.
But you have to do it nicely, and if there's an outstanding bill...
But don't you need to give them a chance to rectify it before you actually say, you know, we're not going to be able to do business with you anymore because it's just too high a maintenance?
Don't you
have to give them a chance to redeem themselves?
I think that's the nice thing to do. It depends if you're...
Well,
if you're
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy, too, and I like to give people opportunity to say, we'll come around, we see your point of view, even if they don't.
Well, let me give you an example. I mean, I could clearly see a time where you would call a customer, the manager, the owner, and tell them about a problem, and they say, you know what, I didn't realize that employee was being that high of maintenance. We've been thinking about getting rid of them anyway. You know, this just cinches the deal. They're out of here, and you won't have to worry about that person anymore. You might have fixed it right there.
Mm-hmm. Or you might just transfer them to another account manager.
Whatever. But the thing is discovery is what you're looking for, isn't it?
Yes.
Transparency. Have that with your customers. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
Dobkin.com, right?
Yep.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Dobkin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Quick break, right back with our good friend Anita Rosen. We're going to talk about mobile computing right after these messages.
Waiting for the break of day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.